Let's read together in God's Word in the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 24 and at verse 13. It's page 1061 in the Pew Bible. Luke 24 at verse 13. This is the account of the evening of the first Easter day and the story of the two followers of Jesus leaving Jerusalem with a very heavy heart on the way to Emmaus. Luke 24 at verse 13. Now that same day, two of the followers of Jesus were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they'd seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But him, they did not see." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." God will bless to us the reading of his word, and to his name be glory and praise. Now let us pray. God our Father, we pray that the presence of Jesus would be powerful within us and amongst us tonight as we now approach your word, and pray that it would live for us, that it would take root within us, that it would direct our way in the days that lie ahead. Amen. Once upon a time, there was only one Star Wars movie, and that's what it was called, Star Wars. It was only after we had The Empire Strikes Back and the Return of the Jedi that we found out that the first movie itself actually had a title, and the title was A New Hope. That was the first Star Wars movie, and there's just something about that title that makes you feel quite excited. A new hope. And the new hope was that a new generation of Jedi Knights was emerging to oppose the evil empire which was fronted by the dreaded Darth Vader. But we all know what it is to cherish hopes within us. And what we find in the passage that we read together earlier, which is the obvious passage for us to read on Easter evening, what we find is that a hope has been shattered in the hearts of two people who followed Jesus. But by the end of this incident on the Emmaus Road, there is a new hope. They have rediscovered their hope, and that takes them forward into the future. They explained to the stranger on the road to Emmaus that the original hope was that Jesus, the great prophet who was mighty in word and in deed, that he was the one who would have redeemed Israel, the one who would have realized all the great hopes invested in the Messiah, the special king who would arise from within the nation of Israel to bring Israel back to God and to establish Israel as the great superpower in the world. We had this great hope within us. But then we saw him nailed to a cross. We saw him sealed in a tomb. And our hope was shattered. And that's the thing about hope, of course, that sometimes can be very cruel. We can raise our spirits in anticipation of something wonderful happening in our lives. It's unfulfilled, and we find it very difficult to get over it. But even though these two people knew within themselves what it was to see their dreams shattered around them, by the end of the journey that they were taking to Emmaus, there had been a shift within themselves. Hope had been reborn, but it was a different kind of hope. And just briefly tonight, friends, I want to focus on how that hope was restored to these people. It happened, first of all, because Jesus walked with them. Jesus walked with them along the road. We're told that as they were walking along towards Emmaus, talking with each other about everything that has happened, as they were talking and discussing these things, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. And there's something very natural about it, something very ordinary about it, really. How often have people been walking along a road and they've been joined by another party and they fall into conversation? But in a sense, this is really just continuing this low-key atmosphere that surrounded the whole of the first Easter. Because although this was the greatest event that had ever happened in human history, it only really impacted upon the lives of a small group of people. Life just went on for other people. I once read, it was in a novel actually, a character makes the comment that God once walked the earth. One Friday, they nailed him to a cross and everyone just went back to their work. And that really is what we're dealing with on the first Easter morning. Things were just going on around the resurrection of Jesus. It was just kind of woven into the life that people were living. You see that continuing in the appearances that Jesus made after his resurrection. Mary thought he was a gardener. The disciples out in the lake saw this stranger on the shore. who was directing their operations. It was Jesus woven in to ordinary everyday things in the midst of the life that is so familiar to us. And that is something that we need to remember as we think of our Lord Jesus Christ and the implications of his resurrection for our daily living. Sometimes we're looking for the spectacular experiences. But very often what can happen is that our risen Lord draws near to us in surprising ways in the midst of our daily lives. Years ago there was a man, he was a Church of Scotland minister, his name was Cameron Peddy. And he had some very powerful spiritual experiences. He was involved in the healing ministry in the church. And he would quite often set aside a place in his house where he would go to pray and meditate on the scriptures. That was his special place, and he experienced the power of his Lord sometimes in these moments. But there was another occasion when his wife had taken the family away for a short break and he was having to look after himself. And he was peeling potatoes at the sink. And he suddenly was overwhelmed by a sense of God's presence with him. And his love just seemed to fill his inner being. Just in the course of ordinary, everyday life, Jesus the gardener, Jesus the stranger on the shore. We never know when he's going to draw near to us to assure us of his love and his good purpose in our lives. So there was a shift within the two walkers in the Emmaus Road. First of all, because Jesus walked with them. And then Jesus preached to them. It really is quite surprising how slow these men were to understand everything that was going on. I mean, they knew about the empty tomb. They knew about the angels. They knew that Peter and some of the rest of the boys were actually investigating what had actually happened. But it just doesn't seem to have come together to communicate to them exactly what had happened. And Jesus was quite hard on them, if you look at the text. You know, they tried to explain to Jesus why they're so downhearted, everything that's happened. And he says to them at verse 25, how foolish you are. Are you daft? How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then to enter his glory? And how was it that Jesus brought them to the truth of what actually happened? Well, he did that through preaching. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. And remember the impact that this had upon them. In verse 32, when they're thinking about the experience of walking the road with the stranger, they said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us when he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? This was the effect of Jesus unpacking the scriptures, ranging through the law and the prophets to show them how it had been made clear what the ministry of the Messiah would be amongst them. You know, sometimes when people are speaking about worship, we're told that our kind of worship in the Reformed tradition is too word-centered and doesn't major as much as it should on experience. And I've never understood this, because I don't think you can actually drive a wedge between the two things. Because it's surely when we're told the story of Jesus, it's surely when the great biblical truths are communicated to us that they impact upon the depths of our being and we experience the presence of our risen Lord. We see Him more clearly. In responding to Him, we love Him more dearly. And we are inspired to follow Him more nearly. What is it that the Apostle Paul says concerning the growth of faith and the strengthening of faith? He says, faith comes by hearing the Word. And that's not to glorify what I'm doing just now, although I think it is a glorious thing, by the way. It's to emphasize to you that in an informal way, in the way that Jesus is doing it here, as He walks along the Emmaus Road, speaking about the Bible, He leads these people to an experience, a deep and a lasting experience. That's something we can all do. Whenever we take the things of God and seek to explain them to others, there should be that inner prayer going on that their hearts will burn within them as God finds a way into their minds and into their hearts. So the new hope was born because Jesus walked with these people, because Jesus preached to these people, and because He stayed with them. Jesus stayed with them. We're told that He made to go on at the approach to the village. But they urged them strongly, stay with us. It's nearly evening, the day is over, so He went in to stay with them. There's an urgency about that. Having experienced his company, felt the impact of His words on their souls, they want more of Jesus. They're hungry for this man. And it's interesting that it's as they're eating and as, in a sense, their physical needs are being satisfied, that deeper hunger is satisfied also. Because when Jesus broke the bread, and maybe there was something about the way that Jesus used to break bread, but they recognized who He was in the breaking of the bread. And at the point where they recognize Him, something mysterious happens and Jesus disappears from their sight. But it's significant how they wanted to hold on to Jesus, and it was in the holding on that the full revelation was given. And what comes to my mind is that injunction, that command of our Lord Jesus when He says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. There's a sense in which those who hold on, even when it seems that the Holy Spirit is not touching their lives, even when it seems that Jesus is still locked up in the tomb and sealed, to hold on, to press on, eventually arrives at the moment where there is light for the mind and where there is warmth for the soul. You know, I've never thought to do this before, but we can take that saying of Jesus, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. We can kind of turn that around I think, to good effect, and remind ourselves that going along this road, Jesus was asking questions of these two men. And he sought them out. And he was knocking on the door of their lives. Until that moment when the bread was broken and they recognized Jesus for who he was. It's always something for us to hold very firmly in our minds, that he is the good shepherd. He's seeking out the souls of those with whom he has to do. And while it is appropriate for us to celebrate the risen Lord on this day, and to celebrate that he has found us, so too we should be giving our hearts and our minds to pray for friends who as yet have no faith, members of our families who have no faith, that they will experience Jesus asking them questions, that they will know that he is seeking them out, that they will hear the knock of the Saviour on the door of their lives. All of this comes together to make this shift in the inner lives of these followers of Jesus. He walked with them, he preached to them, and he stayed with them until that moment of light for their minds and for their hearts. And so they're able to return to Jerusalem, to the place where hope appeared to have died. They return to that place and are welcomed into that community which now would be established on their belief in the resurrection of Jesus. And let's pray on this Easter evening that more and more people will be embraced by the community of resurrection where Jesus has promised to be and to bring all his people to that place in his kingdom that he has promised. Let's pray. God our Father, we ask that in the power of your Holy Spirit, you would draw near to us at this time, wherever we are on our journey of faith. We pray that we would experience your presence in the ordinary, everyday experiences that we go through. That we would continue to be open to your word and be ready to share it with others, and that you would stay with us through the difficult days, and that you would stay with those we love who as yet need to make that breakthrough in recognizing Jesus for who he is. And we pray this in his name. Amen.